Randy focused on his current girlfriend too much to hear the voice. He and Paula snuggled inside the old warehouse on Greenwell Springs Road, which was their favorite place. More private than the usual parking spots, cheaper than a motel, closer than a rendezvous in New Orleans. "Will you stop?" Paula took Randy's hand from her body. "I heard something."
"That was just my heart pounding for you," Randy said. "We don't have long. You still have to be home by midnight."
"Will you listen?" Paula rose to her feet and rebuttoned her blouse. She walked over to a soiled window, but the film of filth kept her from seeing anything. Randy followed. He didn't bother to button his shirt. He wanted to get back to what they were doing. The blood flow to his lower body did little to enhance his patience.
"Come on, Paula. We only get to go out once a week. We're wasting time with your nonsense."
"It's not nonsense," Paula hissed. "I know I heard someone out there. He's still there."
"You're imagining things. Come on back. We don't have to do anything. I just want to lie beside you."
Paula turned and stared at him.
"You never were a good liar." "Look." Whoosh.
"What the hell?" Randy screamed, reaching down to button his shirt. His attention was no longer focused on Paula.
"Fire!" Paula shouted. "The building's on fire!"
Randy cursed. He grabbed Paula's hand, and they ran for the back door. The youngsters met a wall of fire. The yellow and red flames streaked bright against the darkness. The heat was too great. They retreated and raced toward the other end of the warehouse.
Whoosh!
That end of the building erupted in flames. Randy and Paula stopped midway between the ends. He frantically searched for another door. He and his girlfriends had always used just one. Then he thought of the window. Their bottoms were about eye level. If he could break one, he could push Paula through. He could squeeze through the opening after her. They had only taken a few steps.
Whoosh!
The side of the warehouse exploded in fiery flames. Without hesitating, Randy grabbed Paula's hand. Together, they sprinted for the lone wall that flames had not engulfed. They got to the closest window. Randy ripped off his shirt and busted out the window. The lowest pane was just big enough for Paula. The petite girl, weighing a little more than 90 pounds, could fit through the small opening. Randy, a three-sport athlete, easily lifted her up high enough to reach the opening. Standing on tiptoes, he shoved his date outside the building. He had to find a way to break more of the window. It was out of his reach. Randy saw an old barrel only 15 feet away in the haze of the smoke. He struggled to maneuver it in place. Standing on top of it, he got to work breaking more of the glass.
Whoosh!
That was the last thing Randy heard.